The Social Worker's Daughter by Fezzador. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of J.K. Rowling. Chapter 2. Welcome to Hogwarts. Harry had left Surrey just a few hours before, and he had already made a real live friend. He still couldn't believe his luck at how quickly that had happened. Lila Darling had been nothing but kind, caring, and patient with him. He finally found the happy place he so desperately craved. Harry was on cloud nine. He actually had someone to share treats with, someone to share a laugh with, someone to appreciate him.
"So, Lila, have you met anyone else on the train?" Harry asked innocently. "Other than yourself, I haven't seen any of the other students."
Lila thought for a moment.
"A few, but not many. There's a cad named Draco Malfoy a few compartments over. He's got the slicked back blonde hair and a smug expression on his face. He didn't really seem to think very much of me, as I'm not what he calls a pureblood. I really wanted to bust his lip open."
Harry nodded.
"I seem to remember him back at Diagon Alley a while back. Smug is a very good way to describe him. He's definitely bad news."
Lila smiled.
"Thankfully, there's much kinder children on this train. There's a ginger. I think his name was either Donald or Ronald. I forgot which. He seems like a sweet boy. He had a handful of meat pies with him. He was kind enough to offer me one. He might be someone you'd be interested in acquainting yourself with when you get off the train. And there's this frizzy-haired brunette girl as well. She asked me if I saw another boy's pet amphibian. Really unusual name. I think it was Calliope or something along those lines. I don't rightly remember. She seems fairly sweet, but perhaps a bit bossy. She kept going on and on about all the books she's read on magic. I told her, 'I get it, you're bright, but you're really just showing off.' Don't get me wrong, standing is important, but I think she is taking it a bit too far. She must be a Muggle-born too, because when I told her my name, she sang that bloody Beatles song, 'Oh, Darling.' I gave her the biggest eye roll I could imagine."
Harry guffawed at that.
"Well, two out of those three sound like they have potential. Especially that Ron Don lad, he seems like he could be a true keeper. I'll definitely keep an eye out for him."
Lila smiled as she nodded. The rolling green countryside gradually faded into a sea of dark blues and purples, with countless white dots sprinkling the sky.
"We must not be too far from the castle," murmured Lila.
It wasn't long before Harry and Lila heard the squealing of brakes and felt the grumbling vibrations below their feet. A few minutes later, the train had lurched to a complete stop. In a few moments, Harry heard a familiar sound barking from outside.
First years, this way, step lively."
A very large bearded man with a lantern was gesturing to the first-year students to follow him. Lila saw a huge smile creep onto Harry's face, a smile she hadn't seen before. Harry grabbed Lila by the hand and did his best to navigate through the cluster of children. He just had to say hello to Hagrid and introduce him to his brand new friend.
"Hagrid! Hagrid, it's me, Harry Potter!"
he called out, hoping that Hagrid could hear his voice above the din. He waved his hand high in the air, hoping that he could be seen. Hagrid finally seemed to take notice of Harry.
"Harry! Harry Potter! Oh, Merlin, it's so good to see you! It looks like you found yourself a new friend, too. And who might you be, miss?"
"Lila Darling, sir,"
Lila answered in her soft Irish brogue. Hagrid smiled at her.
"Lila, that's a right pretty name there. Not terribly common, if I might say so, but right pretty."
The glint of his lantern revealed his kindly eyes to Harry and Lila.
"Rubeus Hagrid, Hogwarts gamekeeper at your service, but most folks simply call me Hagrid. I'm pleased to meet you, Lila."
Lila smiled back.
"And I'm pleased to meet you, Hagrid. Harry seems to know you, so if he likes you, he must be a good person."
"Thank you,"
Hagrid replied.
"And you must be a good one yourself if Harry finds you good company. Now, if you'll excuse me, we have places to go."
Hagrid stepped back to give himself a bit of room and resumed barking out instructions to students.
"First years this way, please."
A gaggle of first years lined up behind Hagrid, and as soon as they were all assembled, he led them to a dock with many rowboats waiting for them.
"Forward or boat,"
Hagrid called out to the students.
"Water's too cold for a swim, so boats it is tonight,"
he added with a laugh. Harry and Lila got into one of the rowboats together. The other two with them seemed to be the red-headed boy that Lila described, and a shy, brown-haired boy who seemed to be a little distraught. Harry smiled at the red-haired boy.
"Hello there," he said. "I'm Harry Potter. Lila here told me you would make a good friend."
The red-haired boy's face lit up.
"Harry Potter, no way. You have to show me this scar when we get inside. I'm Ron Weasley, by the way." He offered his hand to Harry, who accepted it gratefully. Ron, Lila said as if she were making a mental note. Ron looked at Lila.
Why, Lila, what's up?
Lila shook her head sweetly. I'm sorry, Ron. I just wanted to make sure I got your name down. I knew it was either Ronald or Donald, but now I know for sure. Thank you. Ron simply smiled at Lila.
I like your name, by the way. Lila, it's very pretty. Not many girls named Lila.
Lila beamed at Ron.
You're right, not many. But I rather like it that way, Ron.
Harry tried reaching out to the other shy boy.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. I'm Harry, Harry Potter. Oh, hello, Harry. I'm Neville Longbottom. You'll have to forgive me. I'm still trying to find my toad Trevor. Please let me know if you see him. I know he's not far, but he has this nasty habit of escaping me all the time.
Harry smiled. I promise I'll let you know, Neville. Glad to meet you, by the way. Several minutes later, the students had crossed the lake and continued their trek to the castle. They made their way inside and up a number of steps. When they reached the top of the steps, they were immediately greeted by a witch clad in green. She looked a little stern, Harry thought, but not unkind. The witch in green greeted the students.
Welcome to Hogwarts, students. I am Professor McGonagall, Deputy Headmistress of Hogwarts. The starter term feast will commence shortly, but first things first, you must be sorted into one of four houses. They're Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, and Slytherin. Good deeds will earn your house points. Any rule violations will lose your house points. At the end of term, the house with the most points wins the house cup. Does anybody have any questions?
She paused to allow the newcomers to think of any questions or concerns.
Very well, then. The sorting will commence momentarily. Wait here, please.
Something on the ground caught Lila's eye. It was brown and had bulbous eyes. She gently picked it up and turned around.
Is this yours, Neville?
She asked sweetly. Neville practically jumped for joy.
Trevor! He exclaimed. Thank you, Lila.
For the full text of this and other stories by the same author, visit the AO3 page of Fezzador. Music is The Industrious Ferret by Kevin MacLeod. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server and other ways to support what I do. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.